What the hell is this?
Good
jingle
morning.
Bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. And we're off.
And we're back!
Should we do that again?
No. No one goes, just goes straight in. Lovely. It's all lovely, this.
Oh, how are we? Who are we? What's been going on in the last 9 months?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But we've been so terribly busy, we couldn't do any more of this.
We haven't had a spare minute to spare.
We got all the funny out and off, and we just had nothing left. So let's see.
My doctor told me that I overdosed on comedic value.
I'm just too funny.
I've but been in a comedic rehab.
Crehab.
Crehab
for the last 9 months. Me too. Whoa! I got up and immediately fell on the floor. Right.
What a great start. Wow. What a great
start. Right, Lewis, do you want to do the honours? Who are we?
Hello and welcome to the All Right Cheers podcast. We're back with potentially a single episode for the next 6 months.
6 months.
So you better listen to it slowly.
I'm going to make this a festive special.
Festive because it's almost Christmas. We've got no chance of doing it over Christmas, so we might as well
do it now.
Do it. Do it. My name is
being cute. Oh.
Yeah. Other hardware stores are available. My name is Lewis. We have Jacob on the mic.
Bonjour. Buongiorno. Hola, as they say. International. We're international, what are you saying? Well,
and Muzza.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the All Right Cheers podcast. The podcast where we answer your... What is it? What do we do?
pressing questions.
Pressing questions. Questions that you've always want answered, but never asked.
Yeah, and so we'll do our very best to answer them very well, to our very best.
Very best.
Yes.
We can't really cover a huge amount of the brief hiatus that we've had. But, you know, we're back and that's all that matters. And our thousands of fans will be loving this episode.
Overjoyed. It'll be the best episode we've ever made.
But yeah, have you guys got any... What are you...
What?
What do you think? What you got? I'm asking if you've got any. What do you think of these?
Didn't hear any of you then. No, okay. Oh dear. Oh,
I can also hear a bit of like sort of whoosh in the background, like someone's breathing into their mic.
I can also hear that. So I think
that might be me. Let's be honest.
And he's just slowly dragging his mic across the desk. Really slowly.
The king of background noise.
Or you're just sat by the window, having the breeze just go.
Right, let's
got the fan on.
We can cut that up. I'll dive straight back in.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys aren't going to give us a what do you think of this, I'll start off with what do you think of this. I heard the other day that Black Friday deals are all a scam. They're all a scam. You can always, almost always, get it for a better price or the same price just earlier in the year. So it's a big label to make you stupid.
So what do they do? Do they pretend like it was a higher price for the rest of the year and then look at this?
I think that's what they do, you know. I think it's they smack a big old label on it. They call because if you think there's a deal, Why are you going to think they're lying?
You know that's very illegal, don't you?
Yeah, they're not allowed.
It's like the price of like champagne, isn't it? Champagne is not that expensive.
This has turned into a bourgeoisie podcast.
Hop. but they always raise the prices, and then just at times when people are actually buying champagne, i.e. Christmas, they just lower the price to its normal selling value.
I thought you were going to go on to say, like, champagne's just all, it's all like branding and marketing.
Well, might as well. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks. What do I think of that? It's all a big ruse.
It's all illegal.
It's all
a scam. You've been mugged off.
You have been mugged off.
Why do we do Black Friday though? Why is it a thing? Why have we adopted it? That's what I want to know.
Shall I have a little look?
Go on then, research man.
I'll just get my typewriter out.
Typewriter.
Just hit your head on the keyboard more, please.
Black Friday is a shopping day for a combination of reasons.
Yeah. End it there.
That's it. That's all I can get. My typewriter isn't giving me any more details.
For a combination of reasons. Which reasons, you ask? It doesn't matter.
Apparently it marks the unofficial beginning of the Christmas shopping season. So that's festive. At least that's a bit festive, isn't it? Mm.
Is that this Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't care, really.
Nice. Any Friday. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, isn't it? Whatever. I don't know what Thanksgiving is, but they just have their Christmas dinner early for some random reason. To do with
they have a pre Christmas dinner,
yeah.
When you just can't get enough.
Thank you for letting us steal your land. I think is what.
let's not anger every single American.
That's my.
Thank you for not having guns yet.
Thank you for being. Yeah, so underdeveloped. Oh no, you know what? Maybe this is not. Never mind.
It's just what do you think of
this?
What do you think of that, pilgrims? What do you think of this?
They just gave us some pumpkins because they have really niche stuff, don't they? I don't know why. I've never had.
Well, we cooked some Thanksgiving food last year, and we had sweet potato. Me and bloody missus. The bloody flamethrower. And we made some sweet potato mash topped with marshmallow.
Why?
Why?
Apparently that's a thing that they do in America.
No, it's not. No. Don't be silly. Sounds awful.
Sounds awfully like Lewis going, really?
I'm hungry.
Yes, got my cheeks nicely smiled. You know what I fancy? A nice bit of marshmallow. Ooh, and I would like some sweet potato too.
Everything was also covered in butter. So.
Yeah. Cream.
That makes it Thanksgiving-ish.
Yes. Well, sweet potato is orange, isn't it? It's the time of the year.
It's autumnal.
It is autumnal.
I only eat orange food at this time of the year, actually.
This time of the year. You only eat orange food. All time of the year, do you not?
Well, no.
Mayo's not orange.
Mayo's not orange. That's for winter when it's all snowing. That's all I eat, and that's my excuse. At the moment, it's just carrots, sweet potato, pumpkins, oranges, orange juice.
Orange zest?
Orange zest.
Vitamin orange. C tablets?
If they're orange. Barocca, only the orange Barocca.
Do you eat the Barocca tablets?
I eat them. I actually just chew them.
Do you?
And I let it fizz in my mouth like a Mentos.
like a Mentos.
There's other mints are available. Red Leicester.
Yes,
that's red.
Shout. Yeah.
No, it's
orange. Not. Red Leicester is very much orange.
How can it not be red? It's in the name.
Have you ever had red Essen before?
Yes. But it's so in the name. It's called Red Leicester. It's not called Orange Leicester.
Yeah, but it's
also not all from Leicester.
It's not always red.
So why? That's just one big lie. Why don't they call it Orange from multiple places?
Well, Cheddar Gorge isn't actually made of cheddar cheese, is it?
Andy, don't lie to me. That's just false.
Have you ever been to Cheddar Gorge?
Didn't you go recently?
Yeah, it's made of cheese. It was, I admit, it was tough. It was hard on the teeth. But I did get a glimpse of cheese from the cave walls.
What?
What?
What? What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
It means that Cheddar... It means that it's made of cheese. I thought it was made of cheese. So I was trying to eat the gorge.
The gorge is quite a big crab, isn't it? It's like you can drive through that.
Mm. It also almost tastes of cheese.
Which part were you gnawing down on?
Just a bit off the side of the road.
Cheesy road gravel.
Double yellow lines on the side of the road.
What else is orange? Doritos, they're orange.
Doritos. So yeah, I'm currently, my skin's turned orange.
You've got scurvy.
I've got scurvy. But I've not got, oh no, I haven't got scurvy. I'm eating oranges.
Oranges. So yeah, scurvy true. For you.
Have you been in the sun as well?
The sun's orange, so that's okay.
That's the other one, isn't it?
I also eat autumnal leaves.
Do you eat them off the tree or do you wait until they've fallen?
They have to fall, Andy. That's when you know they're ready.
Yeah, but right. You wouldn't eat... Yeah. You tend to pick apples off trees, don't you? You wouldn't eat an apple on the floor.
You get them from the shop.
They grow at the shop, right?
They grow at the shop. Hmm.
They come from the shop. Where else would they come from?
You could have, what else is orange? You could have like chili sauce. That's orange.
Piri piri.
There is some piri piri. Oh, it's all piri piri.
I don't know.
Orange.
Piri is orange in Portuguese.
Is it? No.
Why not? Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
Gullible's written on the ceiling.
Oh yeah. Peach schnapps.
Peach.
Yeah. should just for an hour, should we just name orange things?
Orange things.
We're already a quarter of the way there. We could just keep ploughing on.
Yeah. Should we? I mean, do you have any? Think of any? What do you think of these?
I've got a. What do you think of this?
Tell us when we might think of it.
What do you think of this? Mince pies.
Please elaborate.
Well, just what do you think? Some people like
They're
them.
Nice.
Some people don't.
I don't like too many of them.
I'm not dying. Paper in my tea. Cack. Anyway, what do you think of this?
As I was saying,
fluffy. It's really not correct.
What
do you think? What is in your tea? You have to drink it. It's become part of the tea. Anyway,
as I was saying,
yeah, yes.
Let me finish. Mince pies are sometimes overhyped. Because you can get really good ones, but I think just the bog standard, you know, nah. Shit. They're just kind of, they're all right. You can have one and you're like, yeah.
How many mince pies do you think you'd have to eat in one day to, you know, sometimes you have too much of one thing, you never want to have it again. How many mince pies would you have to eat for you to be like, I think that's too many mince pies for my entire life?
8,000.
66,000 mince pies.
Andy, do you not like mince pies?
Not really, no. I think they're just, I don't know, they're just a bit nothingy, really. They're not for me.
Too much meat.
Yeah. Too much mince.
too much pie.
Sometimes you can get too much pie, though. It's just all like, you know, dry. You know, when you put like a stale bit of something and it just makes your mouth very dry.
Like autumnal leaves.
Like autumnal leaves from the chewy, cheesy bit of Cheddar Gorge. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't eat mince pies, but when do you eat them? Is it like a snack or like a dessert?
All day.
Every meal.
From dusk till dawn.
I remember last year I was walking back from uni. I had a box and I'd eaten them all before I went to bed.
How many were in the box?
Six, I think. But I don't think six is that much. If we're talking about how to ruin your life.
It probably depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about mince pies, probably not so much, but like murders.
That would ruin your life.
I arguably one. Unless you got away with it.
If you got away with five and six was the
Imagine if that was the cutoff point. You're like, well, you've done five and now I've done six. I just can't be bothered to hide anymore.
Yeah, you're just like no.
Run out of hiding spaces.
You're allowed to do bones. Five. But six.
Five and drive.
Naughty. Five and drive.
Five and drive.
Five and drive them into the woods. Andy, do you have any think of what's-its?
What do you think
of these what's-its?
To be fair, right?
What's-its are orange as well.
What's-its are orange.
Go back to what happened yesterday evening at a Christmas market, as you know, you were both there. And I got this mac and cheese, and they put some sort of what's-its on top of it. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, a boy from school used to put Quavers on top of his mac and cheese. I used to learn that. Or maybe it was his lasagna. I can't remember.
That was definitely Mazza.
That was not
I've
Mazza.
Never done that.
That also, was a man with the longest surname I've ever heard. I won't name him. Name him, James. Might be listening. Might be an avid fan. George, you know who you are.
Oh, him.
Mr. Quaver boy.
Mr. Quaver man. Quavy pasta boy.
But yeah, you said it was quite disappointing.
Oh, tremendously. Like, really bad. Why would you put crisps on a mac and cheese? This is what I want to know.
Crisping out. You get that kind of complex... it's like when you have crisps and coleslaw. It's that kind of crispy change of...
Juxtaposition of textures.
Is that textures? Yeah, you get that crunchy, soft. It also had bacon in it, didn't it?
It did. A little bit on top. Yeah.
See, if only you'd listened to someone and got a Yorkshire pudding wrap instead.
I know that did look quite good.
If I don't stop this, I know the rest of this episode will be you talking about that Yorkshire pudding wrap.
I was about to. Yeah. Can I just say I basically did that man's job for him. He was like, I had to tell him to put everything in it. But I suppose when
that's
you ask someone...
literally what that's like saying you go to Subway, other sandwich shops are available, and apparently you're doing their job.
Well, we're on touchy waters, aren't we? Mm-hmm. I mean,
did he ask you if you wanted a Yorkshire pudding?
Did he ask me? Well, no, because I said, can I have a wrap with no meat in it? And then he basically forgot to put everything in. So, like, oh, can I have a bit of stuffing? Can I have a bit of sauce? Can I have a bit of mint sauce? Can I have a bit of horseradish? And then he like smothered it. And then I bit into it and forgot very briefly. Oh no, not forgot, remembered that I don't like mint sauce.
There was so much on it. It was mostly mint sauce.
It was all mint sauce. And I bit in and went, oh, I'm not sure I like mint sauce. But finished it anyway because I was ravenously hungry. Mm. Oh, it was very good. But I had like a little, did you see the little carrot poking out like a little finger out the top? So I woofed straight up. Yeah. Oh, that was. Yeah. Anyway, straight down me. Yes. Anyway, I will just keep talking about this rap if I don't stop talking about the rap. That's very good, man.
Well, what do I think of mac and cheese and crisp on them? Disappointing cold.
Yeah, you're correct.
But you like cold food, so why was that fun?
Yeah, no, that was not the right environment for some cold food.
Is it because you didn't leave it to go cold?
Yeah, it was already cold.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You don't get the full experience of it cooling.
If you bought something cold, would you then warm it up later on in the day to get that different half and half?
I'm not going to answer that question. We should move on.
Ice cream. Microwave.
Microwave. Only half of it. You eat half of it and you warm the rest up. A nice cold
pie. Oh. Well, should we dive into our?
Yeah,
I was going to say weekly, but they're definitely not weekly questions. By this point, they are annual questions.
Yes, annual. The three best questions of this year. The three definitely not the best questions of this year.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Go on then. Sonntag.
My question to you both is: which is the best part of a roast dinner? What makes a roast dinner?
Is this Christmas roast dinner or this
Christmas roast dinner? Christmas roast dinner.
That is categorically the gammon.
I can't agree with you.
You are a vegetabilist, aren't you?
I'm a vegetabilist, yeah. Can I give you... I'm a fishist, really. That's very close to another quite conservative form of funding, but never mind.
I like vegetables and I'm a fascist, really.
Can I give you... This is going to be the shortest answers. We'll just give you the answers and move straight on. Can I give you a little bit of a niche answer? Just straight off the top of my head.
Yes.
I think the best part of Christmas roast dinner is the cold Boxing Day sandwich.
Definitely going to mention that. Because sometimes the day after cold food, this is a credit to Andy here.
Yeah.
The cold day after food on Boxing Day can hit just as good, if not better.
It's like chili, isn't it? You leave chili to sit and it gets much better. You leave a roast dinner and then you cover it in cheese and chutney the next day, or put it in between two slices of bread, cover it in mayo. Maybe it's just that. Maybe I just want a cheese sandwich.
all I'm seeing is just a lot of cheese and mayo.
Yeah, and chutney. And I do really like red cabbage.
Was it okay? Well, saying that, what is your, if you have a Christmas roast, like, what's on your roast? Yeah, fishiest.
My fishiest. I don't really, I think having fish with the roast is a bit niche, isn't it?
Yes.
A bit of nut on my plate.
that's when you really enjoy the dinner.
For goodness sake, we did a roasted pumpkin last weekend. It's just think of a roast with, like, sometimes you need the big main centerpiece, the center parting. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just pile it all up like some depraved wild animal.
You know, I hate a meal that's just sides.
No, but a meal with just like
meat and two veg.
No, it's meat and 15 veg and 18 carbs and sausages and more meat.
Yeah,
so and cranberry sauce.
If you just take the meat out and then have all the sides, but also with the cranberry sauce, do you like bread sauce?
I do like bread sauce. I like bread sauce. I like cauliflower cheese. and I like cauliflower cheese mixed in with some cranberry sauce. That's lovely. That's a nice little pairing.
You're just saying a constant spew of words about food. I like this. You have this.
It's probably difficult because my mouth is starting to water. Thinking about roast, it's kind of just dribbling
out. Dribbling all over your own face. Andy strikes me as the kind of person that has the difficulties with bread sauce.
Probably correct. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a fan.
No. Why is that?
I don't know.
I think Andy thinks he's a bit too good.
Is it because it's warm?
It's not crisps or toast or scrambled eggs. It's toast or scrambled eggs.
It's the only thing I'll eat.
Yeah. Andy, your roast dinner is ready. Okay. Leave it 6 hours on the side. I'll get it then.
I'm just not going to rise to your, or stoop, I should say.
Stoop. Rise. Yeah,
rise. Rise. Fantastic jokes.
Yeah, no, it's all about the gammon, really.
So do you tend to have like a turkey with a ham, or a...
That tends to be the way. Yeah. Turkey, gammon, pigs in blankets. I don't normally have turkey though, personally.
What do you normally have?
I just don't put turkey on my plate.
What? What?
Not that good, is it? A bit overrated.
Wrong. Even as a vegetableist, I can solemnly disagree with you that turkey is great.
Turkey is just dry chicken, is what it is.
You've had...
If done badly, turkey is dreadful. It is just dry chicken. But
exactly.
But if you've got good turkey... Bad. I think we sometimes, you know, we might do turkey sometimes, you might do chicken.
Mm.
But when the turkey's done well, it definitely beats the chicken.
It's bigger than the chicken.
It is. We all know bigger is better.
The bigger, more is better. Better?
Better.
Better.
Better. Better.
You're not you when you're chicken.
Not you when you're a dry bit of chicken.
Eat some turkey.
Yeah. What about you? I do like... Who asked the question? Was it you, Lewis?
Me.
What about you?
What about me?
What's your favourite piece?
Yeah, bit.
Oh, well, I like the turkey. I like the pigs and blankets. I think genuinely, when roast potatoes, and I know everyone says, my mum's roast potatoes are the best. My mum's roast potatoes are the best.
I don't think your mum's roast potatoes. I reckon my mum's roast potatoes are the best.
Well, no, I think you're wrong.
No, I'm Spartacus.
They're very good. I like nice thick gravy. If you have watery gravy that's like a jus, you can fuck off.
Sorry, that is exactly what is required.
And watery gravy?
Not watery, just like a thinner gravy.
Oh, what a shame.
You think gravy could be too thick?
Yes. It's difficult for gravy to get too thick.
When you pour it, it holds its form.
Sometimes I don't even mix it with water. Granules, I just straight on.
Just sprinkle the granules over the top.
Straight into my mouth.
Boiling water into your mouth. Mm. Gravy, just spit it out all over your face.
Would you like some gravy? It's a bit hot.
Yeah. What's your least favourite part of the Christmas dinner?
Oh, sprouts, because I'm seven.
Wrong. You've got Andy's opinion. You've just had bad sprouts, I think.
Oh, you've had good sprouts, have you?
I reckon I can make good sprouts. I can cook your sprouts, Lewis King. Well, sorry, I wasn't meant to say your real name.
No.
Cook my sprouts.
I cook your sprouts, good and proper. Yeah, they won't be overcooked. I'd say my least favourite is parsnips.
Oh, I love parsnips.
You don't like the parsnips?
You just clearly haven't had good parsnips.
No, it's kind of like aniseed taste.
Honey roasted parsnips, my God. Yeah, it's
just... No. Oh,
bless.
Honey roasted literally anything else, then you just ruin it with the parsnips, don't you? Just honey roast something. Roast honey.
What about parsnip roasted honey?
You've ruined it with the parsnips.
What about honey roasted parsnips?
Again, there's one ingredient there that's incorrect.
The honey.
Roast.
That's roasted.
Great. I reckon we can move on.
Yes, I reckon.
What's your final answer?
What was the question?
Best part of the roast.
Yeah, I'm still thinking of my answer. The day after. The leftovers right. The day after.
It's the best part. Sneaky little answer from you.
Yeah, it's a questionable answer, but you know, I'll give it to you.
It is the best part, though.
I'm not asking when is the roast dinner the best.
No, yeah, but you said which part of having a roast dinner is the best? And it's great at the time, but the best
you're talking about the best part is having it the second time.
Yes,
you
in
have
a
it.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. So you've got the leftovers. Andy, what are you saying?
The gammon. I think I might have said that before already.
You said gammon. I'm going to go with potatoes.
Right. No, but to be fair, that makes it, doesn't it? That is, you need it. You need the potatoes.
Meat and two veg.
To
to veg.
Oh. Right.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for answering that question.
You are welcome. Would you like my question?
Yes.
Would you like it?
Yes.
My question is, how early is too early to put up your Christmas decorations?
I know the answer to this.
I know what your answer is. But
what do you mean you know the answer? Is there a correct answer?
Well, I know what his answer will be.
Oh, right.
Because his birthday is the 7th of December, and it's the day after that. Or any time after that.
One, wrong. Yes. That's not my birthday.
Is it your birthday on the 8th?
It is. Yeah. And two, that's what I used to think, but now I've got a different opinion.
Interesting.
What's your opinion now?
Well, I don't mind. I think November's too early.
Mm. Is it too early though?
Yes.
Eating mince pies.
Because I'm just not. Yeah, but I'm not feeling festive yet. Like I saw a Christmas tree yesterday, and it was kind of like, what's that doing there? But when
was
it's
that
December,
the Christmas tree, you were literally sat next to in the Christmas market, and you went, what's that doing there?
Yes.
Specifically themed Christmas place that we went to. You looked at it and went, what is that doing there?
What's this Christmas decoration doing in this Christmas-themed event?
Bar. Yes.
It's too early at the moment.
It's too early.
I think I'm feeling too autumnal. There's not enough frost. There's not enough cold.
It's quite cold.
There's not enough. There's no festive music on the radio at the moment.
No, that's not true.
I've not heard any.
No, I'm not thinking of L Radio. I'm thinking of just, you know, in general, when you go into shops and stuff.
Shop radio. You're listening to Tesco Radio.
With me, Mr. Co.
And here's my... partner, Tess.
Tesco. Yeah. Mr. Breeze and his partner. Same.
Jacob, your mic is not working.
My mic's not working.
You're a bit far away.
Am I a bit far away?
Maybe a little bit.
What about now?
Probably.
What did I say?
Oh, you know, technical difficulties. What can you do?
What can you do?
I'm just not feeling festive yet. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay, so what is your answer then?
1st of December.
1st of December. So you're happy to have your birthday with Christmas decorations up?
Decorations, yes.
Desperation. Christmas desperation.
Yeah. But I don't want my birthday presents under the tree. That's what I don't want. I think that's what I used to not like. That did happen.
Yeah.
And
you cried and told your parents right off.
Yeah. Last year.
But
yeah, it's quite a simple answer, but I think it's correct and I think it's reasonable.
Mm.
And you have your Christmas decorations up for like a month ish, just over, and then you know that's enough time.
What if you like? Because some people have got their like outside house decks up. I think that's a bit inappropriate.
I haven't seen any of that yet either.
There's one on a road near mine, and you drive past and like, I know you've won, like. But have you won?
I know you've won.
I think you've won the I've got too much time on my hands.
Oh, I see.
They think they've won.
They think they've won by putting it up there. So like, everyone just thinks you're a bit of a knob.
Basically.
Can I say that?
Yeah, I think so.
They don't think he's a paedophile. Someone's a paedophile. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Maybe that's why he put his kids' respects up.
Let's leave that there. Andy, what are you thinking?
I think I'd probably agree with you, Mr. Lewis, not King. I think
that's very interesting. We don't normally.
We rarely
agree.
In fact, I don't think I've agreed with anything with you.
Do you want to know something funny?
Ever?
No.
Do you agree too?
Yes.
Oh,
no. Do we have consensus?
We have.
This is the first consensus we've ever had. Or
in the Christmas goodness. Special.
We can't remember. It's quite likely.
Probably more that, yeah.
If anyone can tell us when we've had a consensus before, you can win...
£1 million.
From Jacob. Jacob will give you £1 million.
£1 million.
And that's a promise.
That's a promise.
If he doesn't, I'll give you his address.
I'll just give you my address anyway. Go on, so lonely.
just look for the big boat.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Jacob lives on a barge.
They just pushed me out to sea a few years ago, and I'm still here.
Got a good connection from the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, I just...
What time is it where you are?
Oh, light.
Oh. How windy is it on the wind scale?
On the wind scale? There is a wind scale, isn't there? I should know this.
There is a wind scale.
Is it not windy? So, heavens.
No, isn't it like windy. Force 1? No.
It's yeah. Like, it's like 1 to 12, isn't it? 1 to 12, yeah. See, me and Andy know. Come on.
I think it goes up to 13, you know.
No.
Can you get your
apocalypse?
Not on this planet.
Let's see if I'm just going to type wind scale.
on there's his comedy keyboard.
Did they not make a louder one?
I bought the loudest one I could find. It's 1 to 12, you idiot.
Yes.
Idiot! And it goes from calm to hurricane.
Ooh.
That's just 1 to 2.
On the water, air filled with foam. Air filled with foam! You don't want to be breathing foam. Waves over 45 feet. That's big. Sea completely white and driving spray. Visibility greatly reduced.
Reduced.
And on land, there is no explanation. So he was in a hurricane when he was writing that description. Or she, or they.
It's never windy on land.
It was developed by Sir Francis Beaufort It's the Beaufort Wind Scale.
Rings a bell.
Rings a bloody bell, doesn't it? So there. How did that? You live on a boat. That is what is.
I'd also like to shove this right up you. The Beaufort scale was extended in 1946 when forces 13 to 17 were added. However, forces 13 to 17 were intended to apply only in special cases such as tropical cyclones.
Because then so, within hurricanes, there's force 1 to 5, isn't there?
Is there?
So that'll be them. They've just added it.
They've added it to the end.
So... You said there was 13, but there's actually 17. But there's actually not, because it's kind of just an add-on.
In the piece, in the bit. In the bit of end. But I wasn't wrong. There is a 13. It does go up to 13.
So if you're in a 17, you're probably not in the best place. I hope it's not level 17 now, where you are.
Let's close the window.
You're airborne currently. The barge is about 300 meters in the air, just getting sucked in by a cyclone.
That's why I've got such good internet coverage. I've got the 4G.
You're next to the satellite.
Yeah. Nice.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Christmas decorations.
We may have gotten slightly sidetracked.
Well, I think what we can take from that is
question was sad.
Well, we all agreed, which is a good thing, and we got a bit sidetracked.
Maybe.
Oh, look, there's pictures to go with. Oh, that does look quite windy. Anyway.
I've just seen one, and it's a house. It's a house.
It's a house.
Which is, it's there. It's right, okay, so there's a house. I'm just going to really let you picture this. Yeah. There's 12 pictures. A house, a flag, and a tree.
I'm looking at the same one.
So you've got some smoke coming out of the chimney. The smoke starts getting more sideways. The flag starts blowing more and more up the scale. The trees are blowing. And then the roof tiles start coming off at level 7. Level 7. The roof tiles are coming off. The flag's ripping at level 8. The tree's gone at level 9. And... at level 12, there is nothing left.
There's nothing left.
But a tree stump. So that's where you don't want to be, level 12.
Yes.
You don't want to be there.
Anyway.
Otherwise your house will blow away. Andy, do you want to give us a question to answer?
I'll probably start with a joke, if that's all right.
This podcast.
Yes.
The joke is, did you hear about that non-binary gold prospector?
No, I didn't hear about that non-binary gold prospector.
Well, they dug up a fortune in them there hills.
Now, there's nothing funnier than having to explain a joke. They dug
up. Do you want me to do it anyway?
Yes.
So in films.
Yes.
Which bit is it? The gold prospector bit or the non-binary bit?
No, I understand, but what is, like, I understand the premise of the joke.
Yes.
Why is, like, them there hills a real place? Or
Well, them there is the yes. the pronouns of.
Yes, I got that. I got yeah. that bit. Yes.
Well, have you seen, like, have you watched any sort of old American film where they're like, you get a gold prospect of being like.
Can you do the gold prospector voice, please?
Otherwise, I won't understand the.
Otherwise, I won't understand the joke. Yeah.
Can I quickly listen to a video of someone?
Why don't you just.
It's just classic. It's like stereotypical kind of Texan cowboy farmer.
Yeah.
You know the guy who used to be in the Golden Nugget Christmas? I'm a prospector. I got me some gold.
That's amazing. How do you do it?
Over them there hills.
There you go.
If you type in golden nuggets on your typewriter, if you've got one, and it's the guy on, that's who I think of, and I think of a gold prospector.
Golden just nuggets. Oh, I just got that, golden nuggets, because it's
because he's a gold prospector.
Yeah.
I used to fucking love golden nuggets, but I wasn't allowed them because there was too much sugar.
Yeah, golden nuggets. Golden nuggets were great. What were the other, like, cinnamon?
Cinnamon toast.
Curiously crumb. Cinnamon. Yeah, they absolutely hooned.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andy, a funny joke. What's your question?
Right. My question is, what is the correct sequence of events on Christmas Day?
That's quite festive.
It's the Christmas special. So Christmas Eve, as we all know, is to be spent in the local pub.
Obviously. Which we've turned it into a bit of a ritual, haven't we?
A little bit. So
I think it's Christmas Eve is for the boys, as they would say.
Exactly. And then Christmas Day is for the family, isn't it?
It's for the family.
That's how it works. Yeah. So you wake up on Christmas Day morning outrageously hungover because you got in at 4 a.m.
So get up. Breakfast is normally something quite light. You don't want to fill yourself up.
Correct.
I'm not really an early riser on Christmas. I'm probably downstairs by like 9, 10, something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to eat too close to the roast dinner.
I don't think I have anything. I think I'll just leave it until the...
That's probably a good idea, actually. A little bit of Buck's Fizz in the morning.
Nice. I'll rate that.
Because it's not Christmas without a bit of Buck's Fizz.
You're correct.
Just to stop your hands shaking.
Just to care of the dog, keep it going.
Yeah.
A few presents, but not all of the presents. Yeah.
Or is it? So,
morning stockings. Presents. Because, got to open all your stockings and little ones. Open the car. Yeah.
See how much money you got from all the
relatives that you don't see. It doesn't happen anymore. But it's a fiver here. A couple of coins sellotaped to a car. I live in the 70s.
I don't spend it all at once.
And then I might help out. I say I help out. I do a bit of chopping of some veg. And it's kind of the morning goes quite slow. Maybe you've got some people come round at sort of like late morning, and then you start getting ready, and then you come down, and then we normally have dinner at about half one-ish. And then that gives us enough time to finish, maybe have a little bit of a nap, and then watch the Queen's speech. Obviously,
you've got to have a Christmas walk.
See, that's normally sort of a bit later in the day.
Well, when it's pitch black outside.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe it's
Christmas walk is like after the lunch, isn't it?
I think after lunch, before pudding.
Do you? Christmas walk.
Yes.
Get a bit fresh, when it's dark?
Well, it's not dark, because you only have lunch at like
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying later. I'm not saying we're going from midnight.
7 o'clock in the evening.
But yeah, then you've got to watch the Queen's speech, because obviously the monarchy. And then you watch whatever's on TV. It might be Toy Story or something.
Yeah.
Or what's
have
the other one?
Christmas Village.
And then by this time you're not feeling hungover anymore. So
you're feeling because drunk. You're a bottle of Jameson down.
Yeah, half a bottle of whiskey in. I'm starting fights with the extended family.
With the 6-year-old cousins.
And then maybe probably play some Monopoly deal. Fucking excellent.
Not play like Wink Murder and the chocolate game.
No, what's the chocolate game?
The chocolate game is you all sit in a big circle, right? And then you have dice. So if you roll a pair, you then go into the middle and have as much chocolate as you can. But the rules are there's quite a lot of niche items of clothing that you have to get all on before you can start eating the chocolate, and you can only eat the chocolate with a knife and fork.
I have
so yeah. So yeah, you have a hat, you have gloves, you have a jacket, scarf, t-shirt, odd pair of socks, maybe some trousers. And obviously by the time that someone's also rolled another pair, the likelihood is you've only just got the trousers on. And so it's whoever finishes the chocolate bar, no matter how, even if you take the last little piece, you finish the chocolate bar, you win. You win the grand prize of diabetes.
I've never heard of that in my life, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah, that Wink Murder. Well, charades, obviously.
Yeah. What about that picture one? The one where you draw pictures and you have to guess.
So we've never done that at Christmas, but yes, I agree. The drawing one.
The drawing one, yeah.
The shouty drawing one.
Mm. And what do you, are you early risers? Do you...
No, because we always ruin Christmas the night before.
Yeah. It's like 11 a.m. normally.
Yeah.
That's a normal day for you, isn't it, Andy?
It is correct, yeah.
4 a.m. finish.
Sleep through the morning.
It's a wake up, have a Bucks fizz, try not to get in the way. I'm normally on drinks duty, so I just
It's not called drinks duty if you just sit there and drink all morning.
I'm on drinks duty. I'm doing my good job.
Just for myself. Yeah, drinks duty. Christmas luncheon. The thing, the speech thing. A Christmas walk, and then back for presents, and then games. That's it.
Presents in the evening.
Yeah.
Big presents in the evening. Sometimes you spread your big presents out until Boxing Day.
What? Yeah, that could be a thing as well, can't it?
Yeah, what? That could be a thing.
What? Presents is in the morning, and then you might have a few bigger ones like just after dinner.
Are you a child still? You must get down at 6 a.m. and open all the presents.
I open them all on... all on Christmas Eve, and then spoil it for myself, and then spend the whole Christmas day knowing what I've already got.
Wrapping them back up. Back up.
Oh. Really badly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice. Well, I'm just trying to think of anything extra that like we do.
When does the existential dread hit for you normally?
Existential dread? Not until maybe after New Year's.
I quite after like New Year's.
Kind of mid piece between Christmas and New Year's, where you're like, oh, it's the middle piece.
Those 6 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where nothing really happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're a bit like, oh, how am I going to feel this time? Working.
Drinking.
For most people.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Wow, that was funny.
At least it's truthful.
At least it's truthful. You said just a minute ago you had two questions.
Yeah, the other one was sent in by a listener.
Was it?
Yeah.
For the Christmas special.
For the Christmas special.
A long-term fan.
Like, really long-term, yeah. Listening for a day at least.
Yeah.
And they ask, is it acceptable as a 24-year-old to open your stocking in your parents' bed?
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe not.
That was a really long think.
Yes. Probably not.
Probably it's not. It's not a problem. It's a no. That's what it is.
It's because you're too long, Lewis.
I'm too long. I wouldn't fit in the bed. I would barely. I'd be too heavy to sit on the bed.
Too much mass.
Does it like when you sit a sun lounger that just the back comes up? Is that what happens?
The sun lounger breaks.
Yeah.
It falls in half with you as a sandwich inside.
Oh, Christmas sandwich.
I am Christmas sandwich.
Cake sandwich.
Rude. Versus Christmas cake.
The answer to that question to anonymous listener is no. Grow up, get a job.
Where did I come from?
It's just something people say, isn't it?
Well, there we go.
There you go. Grow up. Get a job.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, well.
Goodwill to all men.
Does anyone have any ending anecdotes? Well, cool. That's enough. Lovely.
I'm sure we do.
If your ball is too big for your mouth, then it is not yours.
Why is leather not waterproof? That leather on, like, cows is.
It's not entirely waterproof.
Well, like, suede.
What kind
leather.
Of a question is that?
You can't have another question.
No, you just can't get suede wet, can you? But cows don't get wet.
Suede cows is like a... It's like a special... It's like just a... It's just a leather, and it's not a leather. It's like a... It's a different kind of... It's just an appearance leather.
But leather still gets ruined. Leather's been treated. Ruined? But leather while it's still on a cow or any other man.
Well, it's not leather when it's on a cow, is it?
That's a very good point.
How do you make leather?
I'm glad you asked. Assemble your workspace. Choose an animal hide to turn into. So it starts with hide. So skin turns into hide, turns into leather. You need a fleshing knife, a skinning knife, and a dull edged knife.
A butter knife.
You need some shredded bark and some sticks.
What?
Some string, a wool sock,
are you
some
sure?
conditioner.
What?
You must prepare the skin, soak it in a bucket of water for 2 days.
Oh, long...
Scrape off the flesh with your fleshing knife.
Hey.
Buck the hide in a wood ash solution.
I'm not sure I need to hear any more of this.
You're going to. Soak this, because you ask, soak the skin in a hydrated lime mixture. Dehair the skin. Soak and scrape the dehaired skin. Submerge the skin in lactic acid. Tan tan the hide in water and tree bark.
Yep.
Strain out the tree bark. I hope you're following along with your number. I might be going at a bit of a pace. How are your guys' leathers coming along?
Yeah, I've just strained off me bark.
That's good. Scrape off the hide after a few days of soaking. Leather takes fucking ages to make. It's taken like a month already. Soak the hide for at least one more month. Fucking hell. Then you've got to dry it on like a wooden rack. Hang it up. Then you've got to bash it. That's why you've got the large stick. You've got to work the leather with a large stick.
But why?
Because it helps soften the leather.
But God didn't do all of this and then put it around a cow, did he? He just gave the skin to a cow and went finished. Too sweet. And it works.
Because
it famously works as waterproofing. Why can't you just wrap yourself?
I'm still going.
I see.
Wait for your leather hide to dry and then apply a leather conditioner.
What about leather shampoo?
Don't need it. Because you should have de-haired it.
Yes.
But, you know, that's how you make leather. I understand your point.
I don't. Mm.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't understand it. Sorry, Lewis, I missed that. Can you start that again, please?
Andy, if you've got another piece of hide, then we can start again. So step one. Oh, you've already chosen your hide. Have you got your fleshing knife?
Oh dear, I think I've lost my extra bit of hide.
Oh my
God. I'm hiding in the cupboard.
I've taken some hide off my own leg. I'm going to make some Lewis leather.
What would you make out of Lewis leather?
Face mask. All right. Can you get a leather hat?
No.
A leather hat? I reckon you could get a leather hat. What kind of hat would you make?
Leather one.
Yeah, but there's many shapes and styles, isn't there? I'd quite like to see
fez.
A big leather fez made out of my own skin.
And on that note, I think we need to call it a day.
Yeah. Right, well, see you in 9 months, boys.
See you next year. Merry Christmas, one and all. Goodwill to all men.
Mm.
Ho, ho, ho.
Enjoy your festive period.
Yeah. Many happy holidays.
Many happy returns. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
It has. We should do this again more often.
I'll talk to you the next time we do a podcast.
Yes, you can tell me. Yes. Bye.
Oh, I need to get some more hide.
My hat's just stewing. Before I hit it with a big stick. Hit it with a big stick.
I need to go and find my large stick.
If I ever see you wearing leather, I'm going to come soften your leather with my big stick.
That's okay.
Nice, isn't it? That's lovely.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.